the government deal. So we don't know what's going to happen with that still. That's still in limbo right now, again, once again.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
And you
to
know how horrible it is if we don't have the insurance, I mean, the government program in there.
Right.
Because we literally had some houses, Abilene's, about half of Abilene's in floodplain. But even here, we have a few.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't have the government, how they're set up, and you have to buy flood insurance, it's unbelievable ridiculous.
Well, I mean, right now, I'm seeing, you know, $700, $800, $900 a year. But now that's in addition to your home insurance, yeah, which
but,
is...
But we have the government assistance right now. If it goes away, which it's supposed to, but if they don't renew it December 7th, you know, like we haven't heard, it was up, and that goes away, it goes from like $700, $800 to $7,000, $8,000.
Oh, that's not going to be good.
Oh, no, it takes a house not sellable.
Right.
Because like you said, it's an addition to your homeowner's mm-hmm. insurance. You're saying, well, why would I want to pay another $7,000 a year in insurance for this house?
Some people can't.
Well, or won't.
Debt to income will not allow them. Yeah. Their lender
don't
will
qualify.
Say, no, you don't qualify anymore.
So, but we get the flood insurance, which, and you know what? But if you don't, if you're on a floodplain, flood insurance is real, real cheap.
Yes.
Like real,
yeah,
real
and
cheap.
Sometimes, you know, like there's places in Odessa that just flood because, because of Odessa, it's, there's no runoff. I just recommend to some people that, like, if they're buying a house on Dixie, you know, I know the streets, if it were me, if I were you, I would purchase a flood insurance policy, because if rushing waters come into your home, you're not going to be covered on your home insurance policy, and it's going to be $200-$300 a year for a flood policy. Like you say, you can afford it if you don't have to have it.
Well, and they said it was in the 19, no, I was not born then. It was in the late 1940s, and it was my great grandmother, and they had a house Tuig, and we call her Miss Lily, not Miss Alice. They call her Miss Lily. Her name's Lillian, but she had. Flood insurance back then. And I was like, it's ridiculous. Why would you need it on Tuig Street right here? And apparently back then, the water got like 4 feet deep in those houses.
Wow.
And nobody had it, flood insurance there, because they didn't need it, except for her.
She's a smart cookie.
She was a pretty smart cookie back then. So that story they keep telling, so I've always stuck in my head. I thought, you know what? That's probably not a bad idea.
Yeah. If you know, I mean, if you have knowledge that it's ever, you know, been a problem, then yeah.
Oh, when people go, that's got to be in a floodplain. You go, no, it's not. Then you might want to think about it. I mean, you're downhill, and water runs downhill.
Right.
Or from your ceiling, depending on where it's coming
from. Yeah. Or it just can come from the, above.
Let's talk about bundling. I know bundling's a big deal. You hear on every radio insurance ad there is, everybody does bundles.
Bundling is a new catch word, isn't it? But what that means is when you have a home insurance policy with a company, it's cheaper. There's a discount on your home insurance policy if you have your autos bundled with that. So, and then there's also a discount on your autos to bundle with your home. So there's a, you know, different discounts on both sides, but they total about 20 to 25% discount. Everybody's different, but that's about what kind of, and that's substantial. So we always encourage everybody to let us quote their autos with their home, and just to see, you know, and we put on the quotes, this is how much your home would be if you brought your autos, and this is how much your home would be if you did not bring your autos. So they can see the difference and make that decision for themselves. And then, of course, here's how much your autos would be.
Yeah, and make sure it's a good deal for you. One thing, can we talk about, which you helped me do this too, this will be my third house, I guess, with a metal roof.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm not going to stay in any house for long. I'm just, but I always, even if I say I am, I'm not. Because somebody will come up and offer me money. And, you know, it's kind of, do you remember that movie, Heaven Can Wait, with Warren Beatty?
Oh, yeah.
Remember it?
I'm trying.
Anyway, he got pulled out too quick, and he went to heaven and said, you know, Heaven Can Wait. And he was the quarterback for the Rams. Well, anyway, he couldn't be. So the whole joke of it is the guy went up to the head coach, the owner of the Rams, and when he came back, he was a rich man. And he said, what did he do to you? Because the Rams are worth like $14 million. He offered me $65 million. It's that horrible, horrible person. So, you know.
Yeah.
So when somebody comes up and says, I'll pay you this or I'll do this, I'm moving.
Exactly.
So I know this.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, as you know, we just recently added on to this house. And I had no idea how much metal roofs are. Until
they're very expensive, and there's different classes.
Yes,
and yours is a class 4 metal roof, so it's a whole lot more expensive.
Yes, I just about died.
But you get a substantial discount on your home insurance for having a metal roof.
But he brought up something to me. He said, now, Scott, that means because if he gets cosmetic damage, that means if the hail hits it, this is the roofer telling me this. That's why I called you. Mm-hmm. If the hail hits it, it's going to have dings in it. But it's not going to hurt the actual function of the roof.
Unless it goes through.
Unless it goes, but it probably won't hear.
Really. Sometimes.
Maybe, but just it'll just ding it up. And he goes, you go sell this house, and you're going to, I know you, and he does. He goes, the person buying it's not going to want those dings in that roof. I thought, you're probably right, especially on the price range. So maybe, I'm just saying, if you get a huge discount and you don't care about the dings, you're going to be there forever, I take the discount.
Well, some policies cover the cosmetics. Some policies cover cosmetics and some don't.
But don't you get your discount because you're letting them not have cosmetics?
No, you're getting your discount because you have a Class 4 metal roof.
Oh, well, then we need to look at my policy. But I'm just saying, this is a roofer telling me this, so he, you know, you're telling me. I'd check it out.
Yeah.
I guarantee you probably every insurance company is different, too.
And some don't. So, yeah, we'll have to look at that to see if cosmetics. Now, you have to think about things like this, though. If you're not paying for the cosmetic coverage, you know, you've got a two-story. How many people get on the roof? How many people can see the roof? You know, I mean, they'll get on it pre-inspect, and then they'll know. They'll be knowledgeable about those dings. But it's not really going to affect, I think. I personally don't think it would affect the value of your house in any way, nor could anybody see it. Now, but if you have a one-story and those dents or discolor, you know, whatever it does is visible, then, yeah. I would think that'd be an issue.
But and get with your agent and see what kind of roof you have, which I had no idea till just now. Thank you, by the way. Yeah, I knew it was a metal roof. How's that?
Yeah, but there's different kinds of metal roofs as well. Because if you have a Class 1, it's not as, you know, Class 4 is the most expensive but most durable metal roof.
Because you can go to Mueller's, whatever you want to call it, and just get it and put it on.
Right.
And it's not the same.
No,
it's standing
not the same.
That doesn't leak. And
Your Class 4 metal roof is highly impact. You know, it's got more impact. So chances of a hail piece of hail coming through that is
not very good.
Yeah.
Or leaking.
Yeah, it's
You know, in fact, we did our office building. We did
highly unlikely. You
know, and Harrison did it for us, and they did a standing seam, which was real expensive because the reason I did that is my office before was a flat roof. What are flat roofs going to do? They're going to leak.
Yeah, we hate flat roofs.
They're going to, and I said, why do people build them? Because they're cheaper.
Yeah, a lot cheaper
to build, but they're going to leak, folks. I'm just going to tell you.
I just wish everybody would put metal roofs on and be done with everything.
Yeah, it's the cost, though.
No,
like, oh my God, I didn't know they were that expensive, but they are.
They are.
So just be ready. Hey, good information. And Liz, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, my cell number is 469-450-8800. Or, you know, obviously we have an office here in San Angelo, and we have an office in Odessa, and we have one in Midland.
You got them everywhere. They're
we
everywhere.
Do. We've
They're
been
everywhere.
Around 60 years.
You know what? Just real quick. We've got 2 minutes probably. 1 minute. 1 minute. Open houses real quick. Beauregard, 2629 Beauregard, reduced down to 156. Kay Keene's going to be there. 409 East 47th, 123. Sabrina's going to be there. And Glenwood, 1937 Glenwood. Will Barnes is going to be there. So, got some good open houses, too. So, did we get it all in? I think we did. I always like having you on the show. You always do a good job.
We always flow very well, don't we?
You do a good job, man. You know your stuff. Thank you. Hey, folks.
Cowboys, Eagles, who's going to win today?
Cowboys. Go Cowboys.
Yeah, the boys.
It's going to be tough. The Eagles beat two times, twice in a row. But we're going Cowboys. Folks,
but
have a good one.
We're still going to support our team.